你俩主耶稣的看顾。
Hallelujah, we thank the guidance of our Lord Jesus.
一个白天就马上到晚上。
That the day is going to end soon into the night.
那么一个星期过得很快。
And time really passed very quickly.
我们太阳一下山就进入安息圣日的时间。
And once the sun has set, we shall enter into the Lord's Sabbath.
那么在晚上我们要跟我们来一起查考的道理。
So this evening, I'd like to share with all of you.
就是说谁是智慧的。
And my title is, Who is the Wise One?
在地面上我们初步的统计现在有199个国家。
So right now, we have spread the gospel to...
国家199。
So at the present time, there are 199 countries in this world.
那么每一个国家都有一个每一个国家的国王。
So in some of these countries, there are kings.
在统治他的国家。
And so these kings are the monarchs of these countries.
所以这一个领导者一定是会要一个很强的。
So for a person to be the king, they must have at least wisdom.
但是很不幸的，一个国家是很快很快就来垮台了。
However, we can see, unfortunately, some countries didn't do so well.
不是这个国王的领导没有力量。
It's not because this king is not strong or this doesn't have a good leadership skill.
是因为在他的国家里面。那出现了很多的奸臣，就是坏人。
It is because there are some nuisance living in the country.
所以这些坏人、奸臣，他们都希望能够有一天来把这个国王来推倒，让他们自己来统治这个国家。
And there were also some rebels living in this particular country who tried to topple the king in order to rule the country.
那么这些人他们的心地很坏。
So these rebels they have a very a wicked heart.
那有一天这个国王知道了。
So if a particular king will come to know about the plot to topple him.
就有一些人准备要来害这个国王。
And if he knew that his kingship is in danger.
那么国王每天吃的都是山珍海味。
So we know that the king always have a big feast.
也睡得很好，
And he also have very good sleep every night.
那自从他知道了那个他的国家里面要内乱
，When he know that there is going to be a rebellion in his country,
他就天天操心。
Then he will start to worry.
也睡不着。
Then his sleep will be continually disturbed.
吃不下。
Then he will not have a good appetite.
那么这里面呢，还有一些是忠诚，是好人。
But among these people, there are also some good loyal citizens.
他们对王说：“你这样子下去，你的身体对第一个先垮了。”
And they advised the king that if he were to continue living this way, then his health will be jeopardized.
你怎么才有能力来统治这个国家呢
？Then how are you? How do you have the energy to rule over your country?
那这个国王就把头摇一摇，那怎么办
？And so the king sighed and said, "What should I do then?"
那么这个忠臣呢，这个好人呢，他向王建议。
And so this loyal subject gave a very good suggestion.
在别的国家里面有一个传教士。
And he suggested the king that this particular wise man living in the country.
他有很好的道理可以来讲，而且可以来勉励人的心。
And this particular scholar, a wise man, he has a very good encouragement for the king to live by.
那么这个国王呢，在很失望当中听到这个消息。
So in his state of hopelessness, he was very happy when he heard this news.
就赶快查问这个传教士住在哪里。
So then he asked this loyal subject of his, where does the wise teacher live?
那这个忠诚的好人呢，他说。他们住得很远哦。
But then this his loyal subject told him that this particular person, this wise man lived far away.
他为了这个国家能够平安。
However, for the sake of the peace in his country,
他就说再远也要请他来。
The king insisted that no matter how far he lives, they will have to try to see him.
啊，一方面可以把这个国家能够平安，而且这个国王的生命也可以保住。
So that whatever cost it may take, as long as they can bring peace and preserve the life of the king.
这后来他就差了金车啊，金差呀啊，就跑得好远好远啊，用那个王的那个马车啊，去要请这个传教士。
So then the king sent his chariots to invite the wise men to meet him.
啊，那王呢一天呐、啊，从早上到晚上就在宫里面呢、啊、走来走去。
So the king walked back and forth from the morning till dusk.
啊，那么嘴巴里面还是念念呢、啊，不停的说，怎么还没有来？怎么还没有来
？And he was waiting impatiently.
所以他很期待这个传道士早一天呢、啊、到他们的国家。
So he sincerely hoped that this particular wise man will arrive at his palace as soon as possible.
好，那终于听到了他们的城门的上面呢、啊，有几个喇叭呢，就吹响了。
So when he heard the trumpet call acknowledging the arrival of the wise man,
啊，就是准备要来迎接这个传教士。
So he rushed out to welcome this this wise man.
啊，同时呢，又吩咐啊，下令下去，所有的文武百官呢，通通要来集合在这个广场。
And he also instructed all his palace officials to go and meet and welcome this wise teacher.
那么。要召集集合的喇叭又响了
，and then another trumpet call was heard.
那所有的文武百官呢，就通通呢到广场来集合。
So then the palace officials all gather in the field.
啊，城门也开了。
So the city gate was opened.
啊，欢迎的队伍都通通都排列得很整齐。
So the officials lined up very neatly to welcome this wise teacher.
那么在广场的地方啊，还建了一个讲台，相当的高。
So in the middle of the field, they also placed a podium.
那么这个王的马车啊，就从城门外面就慢慢的进来了。
So the chariot carrying the wise teacher made its way toward the podium.
啊，大家为了表示欢迎，都是双手鼓掌。
So as a sign of a welcome, they give a very loud applause to the wise teacher.
那么乐队呢也响了。
And so the orchestra also start to play a tune.
啊，那么国王也亲自来迎接他。
And the king also went personally to welcome him.
嗯，他第一句话就说，传教士，请赶快上台。
So this king's first words to this wise teacher is that, please step on the podium.
啊，那么这个一看呢，传教士是一个老人家。
And this wise scholar is actually a very old man.
头发也白了。
And his hair is all white.
他的胡子长长，也是白色的。
And his beard is long and white.
啊，他手上呢就拿了一本圣经。
And his hand was carrying a Bible.
啊，就这样子，人家扶着他，慢慢的就上台了。
And there were people who helped him to go up to the podium.
他一上台的时候，第一句话。
So his first words when he was on the podium was.
啊，他把手举起来，愿上苍真神来赏赐给我们能够平安。
So he raised up his right hand and the first words he said was, "May the true God give you peace."
就把他手上的圣经打开了。
And then he began to open the Bible.
我们现在要一起来打开。
So we shall all together now also open the Bible.
我们看《新命记》三十二章。
Let us turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
新命记三十二章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 29.
在我们中文圣经啊，旧约两百五十八页。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.Verse 29.
好，新命记三十二章二十九节。
Verse 29.
为愿他们有智慧，能明白这个事情，肯思念他们的结局。这个老传道师把这一段念完了之后。
So after this particular teacher has recite this verse.
他就把圣经啊就合起来了。
And then he closed his Bible again.
一样的把这个圣经放在他的胸怀里。
And then he put his Bible against his chest.
哎， 他就一步一步离开讲台上。
And then step by step, he leave the podium.
就准备要下来了。
So he was making as he was making his way down the podium.
那国王觉得很奇怪。
The king felt very puzzled.
怎么这个传道师只有读了这一段经节呢？
He didn't understand why his speech was so short.
怎么没有多讲一些道理呢？
Why wasn't he speaking more?
那么严去请他来。
Because the king took all the trouble to,
好不容易啊,
to bring him to here.
文武百官。
And the king also has assembled this many officials to welcome him.
只有念这一个新命记三十二章啊就下来了。
And yet this wise teacher only had this few words to say.
啊，这个国王很失望。
So this king was very greatly disappointed.
他想传道师一定会讲很多很多的道理。
Because he thought that this teacher would spend more time telling them the truth about life.
可是这个传道师只有讲了。这个圣经里面也连念了一次
，and yet he only say this one short verse。
好，那么在王宫里面的侍卫也赶快来扶这个老传道师啊，慢慢的走下的推来了。
So a few people rush out to help this teacher to step down the podium。
那么等到他要踏上那个马车的时候
，just before he was about to step on the chariot。
他只有讲两句。
Then this wise teacher said another two words.
啊，切记，切记，就说一定要记得这一段。
And his word is, indeed, you must remember.
哎，那么马车就开走了。
And then the chariot started to depart.
很多人都在看这个马车啊，啊，从一大，后来换中又小，只有一点黑点就看不到了。
And then the people around were watching as the chariot started to get smaller before their eyes.
所有的文武百官都解散了。
And then all the people then start to depart.
那么这个王呢，心里面呢，闷闷不乐的，要回到城宫里面去。
So this king was feeling quite disgruntled.
啊，当时那个忠诚那个好人呢，他来侍候这个国王。
However, his loyal servant who was serving him
啊，觉得这个国王好像没有得到什么
felt that this king does not was not being encouraged.
所以心情上面很不快乐
So that is why the king was feeling quite uncomfortable.
那么就这样子很快呢，就一过了一段时间
And a period passed by.
那么他们的这个国家里面的坏人呢
？And then all the rebels living in the country.
他就是买通这个服侍国王的侍卫。
Try to bribe his loyal subjects.
把很多的金银财宝放在这个侍卫的前面。
And they try to bribe this the king's loyal subject with much precious treasures.
他说这些钱你要不要？
And they tried to tempt him. Do you want all these treasures that is laid before you?
这些亮晶晶的金银财宝，你要不要？
So do you want all these glittering gold that is laid before you?
只要你点个头。
As long as you give a nod.
这些统统都是你的。
These shall be yours.
那么侍卫当中，有些人很忠，有些人也有半忠半奸。
Some people were taken by the quantity of gold, but some people were half-hearted whether to accept them or not.
为了谈钱,
for greed,
他就点头了。
Some people who are greedy, they will nod their head.
有什么事情要我来效劳的吗?
Is there anything that I have to do in order to gain these treasures?
那么这个坏人呢, 他还腰包里面呢, 拿出了一包东西。
And so, out of the pocket of one of the rebels, he took out a piece of thing.
你不是天天拿送茶给这个国王吗?
And he said, are you the one who serves tea every morning to the king?
你一点劳动都不用。
So, but for this job, you don't have to worry a thing.
只要你把这个茶要送到国王的时候，把这个东西轻轻地把它倒下去就好了。
As long as you add the thing in this packet into the tea that you are about to serve to the king, that's all.
那么这个侍卫呢， 听了这一句话。
So when one of his loyal subjects heard about the simple thing that he has to do,
那心里面呢愣了一下。
And then he started to think.
哎，怎么可以这样子呢？
Said how could I do this?
可是金银财宝他太多了。
However, he couldn't let go of the thought of so much a treasure that he will get.
就在这个时候，他的心上下不安。
So he was waving back and forth.
那么坏人一直眼睛瞪着他。
And so this rebel keep a close eye on him.
您已经拿到我的金银财宝。
So now that you have agreed to accept my gift.
您一定要放下去。
So you have to, you gotta do what I ask you to do.
所以这些坏人就强迫他。
And then this rebel tried to force him to do what he doesn't want to do.
那么在早上要奉茶的时候。
So and this subject relented. So that morning when he was about to serve tea to the king,
心里面三生两意啊。
He was still hesitating whether he should go on with the with this job or not.
我怎么办呢?
And he asked himself, what should I do?
那么想来想去。
Then the more he thought about it,
还是把茶端到皇上的前面。
He decided to serve the tea to the king.
那早就把那一个一包东西啊把它换下去了。
And he has also put the stuff from the packet into the tea.
那么一步一步的上到国王的前面。
And he took step by step. He went toward the king.
啊，就要端上去的时候。
And when he was about to serve the king with the tea,
那个杯子在盘子上面啊就会动。
We can see that the cup was shaking on the saucer.
手在发抖。
Because he was trembling, his hands were trembling. So with the trembling hand, it also affected the teacup. So it was making the trembling sound was rattling the teacup and the saucer. And then at this sound, he started to think. If the king were to drink this tea that I served to him, I'm sure he will be dead.
那么国王死了之后,
and after he died, what would happen?
这个金银财宝是我的。
What will happen is that I will receive all the gifts.
那叫我去做的人呢? 叫我去做这个事情的。
And the person that is supposed to complete this job.
他们可以放我走吗?
Are they able to let me go?
他是不是会来把我杀人灭口?
Will the rebels in the end want my head too?
而且想到这个王本来对我也是很好的。
Come to think about it, the king has been very kind and nice to him.
他忽然就想到这个老传道书所念的这个经文。
And then he thought about the verse of the wise teacher that he heard a few weeks ago.
那么经文里面就是说啊，愿你们有智慧。
And he remembered that it says that that he wishes him to have wisdom.
那有智慧的人一定要明白你现在在做什么。
And he thinks that a person who is wise must know what he is doing at the moment.
那么这个经文说这个肯思念这个结局。
And a wise person will also discern what their end will be.
他马上想到这一句话。
And then when he was fearful that the rebels will double cross him, he thought about these words. And then he started to ask himself what his end will be.
罪恶死亡。
Is it death?
而且我的名字会变成了这个万啊这个哦这个什么啊永远啊是一个臭名。
And he said that if he were to kill the king, then his reputation will be jeopardized.
他手发抖得更厉害。
And when he thought about this, his hands started to tremble all the more.
啊，在走路的时候，连那个膝盖啊都会相碰。
So even when he was walking, his knees were knocking against each other.
就跪在国王的前面。
So as he was kneeling before the king to serve him the tea,
把这个茶杯拿起来，一直在发抖。
He was still shaking it.
王在问他。
So the king was feeling so puzzled, and he asked him.
为什么在发抖？
What's going on? Why are you trembling and shaking?
他说，我想到传道书讲的话。
Because I've heard the wise teacher's words.
我知道我这样做，这个结局是死亡的。
Because I know what I'm about to do will bring death to me.
他跪在王的面前认罪。
So then he confessed before the king his sin.
而且他向王报告是谁叫我这么做的。
So then he also in the end reported to the king who the culprits were.
那个时候这个国王才想到了这个传道书所讲的这句话是那么的宝贵。
So only then did the king realize the preciousness and the value of the words of the wise teacher.
让一些人能够来有智慧去思想。
That his words allow a person to ponder their deeds.
要想你现在在做什么。
To actually stop and ask ourselves what we are doing.
你经过思考之后做了这个结局到底是好还是坏
To ask yourself your deed, what will you, with your deeds, what your end will be.
好，我们再来看圣经。
So let us turn to another verse.
看何西亚斯。
Please turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 14.
何西亚斯第十四章。
Hosea, chapter 14.
旧约一百零六十七面。
Hosea chapter 14。
好，何西亚斯第十四章，我们看第九节。
Hosea chapter 14 verse 9。
啊，谁是智慧人，可以明白这个事情？谁是通达人，可以知道这一切？因为耶和华的道是正直的，义人必在其中行走。罪人却在其上跌倒。这个何西亚先知他讲了这么一句话。
So this prophet Hosea spoke these words.
他说谁是智慧人
？He asked, "Who is wise?"
智慧人可以明白这个事情。
And the wise will realize these things.
通达的人呢，可以知道这一切。
And the discerning ones will understand them.
那么神的道是有力量的。
The words of God has power and strength.
神的道理可以让人明白过来。
The ways of the Lord will be able to turn someone around.
所以有智慧的人，他所做的事情都是步步安稳。
So the deeds of a wise person, it's always very smooth and calm.
没有智慧的人。
And a foolish person, on the other hand,
他做错了。
Whenever they do something wrong,
还改不了。
They still will not turn over a new leaf.
就错了，还要做。
Since they know they did something wrong, they'll still continue doing the same old thing.
箴言二十六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 26.
箴言二十六章看十一节。
Proverbs chapter 26 verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
愚昧人行愚梦的事，行了又行，就如狗转过来是他所吐的。东西，一个聪明人知道错了，他不敢再做。
A wise person, when they did something wrong, they will repent and never repeat the same mistake.
那一个没有智慧的人，他做错了还是在做。
Yet a fool will always repeat his mistakes.
甚至于听了人家一说，他马上就相信。
And the fool is easily influenced by others.
好，我们再看。箴言的第十四章。
Please next turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
十四章看第十五节。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 15.
十五节说，愚梦人是话都相信，通达人是步步谨慎。愚梦的人就是没有智慧的人，有话他就相信。
Here it says that a simple man believes anything he heard.
那么有智慧的人他是步步安稳。
However, a wise person will consider every step that he makes.
不会随便相信。
He will not be easily convinced by others.
因为他一定会思考。
Because he always gives thought to the things that he hears.
今天我们教会所讲的不是说社会。
So we always say that this church is not a secular society.
教会所说的都是在拜神方面的。
So all of us in the church, we all said that we are here to worship God and to listen to His word.
那么世界上有很多国家，有很多的民族，他们都有拜神的本色。
So we know that in the peoples of other nations, some of them they worship idols.
不管你是学问有多高
，and no matter how highly educated you are，
或者是你没有住这个学问
，or if you are an illiterate，
啊，那有神，他必要去拜他。
As long as there is an opportunity to worship God, then they will take that opportunity.
圣经里面说，他没有智慧吗
？But does the Bible say that they are the simple and foolish?
好，我们来看以赛亚书的第二章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse
8. 第二章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 2, verse 8.
他们的地满了偶像，他们跪拜自己的手所造的，就是自己指头所做的。啊，第八节，卑贱的人啊哭泣，那尊贵的人也下跪，所以不可饶恕他们。这个里面提到有智慧的啊，还有卑贱的。
Here tells us the wise and the foolish.
那么虽然很有智慧，很尊贵
，even though they are they're very noble and educated，
但所拜的是人所雕刻的形象。
But yet they bow down to the work of man's hands.
他也明明知道这个是人造出来的。
Yet inside their hearts they know that the idols they worship is man-made.
可是很尊贵的人一样的在他的前面下跪。
But yet a noble person, an educated person, will bow down before a man-made object.
为什么这样？
Why is this so?
因为天底下就是有魔鬼存在。
Because we know that the evil ones.Exist in this world.
魔鬼主要的工作
So his one duty is
只要消灭人的智慧
is to destroy the wisdom and knowledge of
man 蒙蔽人的心
to blind our hearts
让你不明白
so that you will not understand
让你不明白应该所拜的就是天上的神
to stop you from worshiping the one true God
所以魔鬼会用种种的方法来迷惑人家
So the devil will use all ways to confuse you.
你有智慧。
So when you have the wisdom,
你应该明白你现在所拜的是什么。
You must know in your heart who you are truly worshiping.
我拜的这个神让我能够得到什么。
And you have to ask yourself, what do you get from worshiping and praying to this God? This is what a wise man is.
可是偏偏呢，智慧人被智慧来耽误了。
However, sometimes wise people is stumbled by their own wisdom.
我们在寺庙里面也有和尚，也有尼姑。
So we know that in the temple there are some monks and nuns.
那么有一次啊，这个和尚呢到街上来募捐。
So once the monks came to receive donations from the people.
奇怪了，很多人都帮助他。
And we can see that so many people will not give a thought to help them.
他的袋子已经带了满满的金钱。
And his pockets and his is filled with coins.
可是天气已经晚了。
But the day is getting darker.
他不能随便去住到人家。
He can't just stay at any particular house.
那么他再暗呢，还是要回到这个庙寺。
Because at the end of the day, he still has to retire to his temple.
那古时候呢，庙寺的这个路啊，出来的地方啊，都没有路灯。
So we know that in the olden days, the path leading to the temple is not well lit.
那回到了他们的庙寺的时候啊，天色已经暗了。
So when they were making their way back to the temple, it was already dark.
他手上没有灯。
So because he himself was not carrying a lantern, so he does not have a torchlight with him.
就是暗暗的摸索摸索，不要回去了。
So he started to make his way home to the temple.
我们知道庙寺啊，它的路上有一段一段还有台阶。
And we know that the path leading to the monastery sometimes they are filled with steps too.
那么他上那个台阶的时候、啊、
，So as they are making their way up the steps，
那么他也是很小心的，一步一步，他怕去碰到那个石头。
So we can see that this particular man will make his way carefully because he does not want to be tripped。
这个和尚还是虽然吃素，还是胖胖的。
Even though they are a vegetarian, we can see they are quite plump。
我们知道胖胖的人他有重量。
Because we know that a a heavy set person. They have a considerable weight on their body.
一步一步在上台阶的时候,
so when they are making their way up the steps, and
不是怎么搞的呢?他踩了一个软软的东西啊,脚要拿起来已经踩下去了。
And they did not realize that they were stepping on something.
听到一个声音,
and then they heard this sound, this plump sound. And then they slide.
你知道,我想马上心里面就散在阿弥陀佛。
And then they will say a quick prayer.
糟糕了,我已经踩到癞蛤蟆了。
Or they said, I've stepped on the a kind of an insect.
又看不到,
a frog.
可是它软软的东西,它一踩的时候,啵,啾! 哎呦,现在。
They accidentally stepped on a toad, so they start to curse themselves for stepping on one.
那么天气再暗来,他是还是快步的,赶快回到庙寺里面。
The monk didn't actually fall, but he was making his way quickly back to the temple.
他在他的周柱上面呢,有一个木鱼,还有这个钟,就才开始叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩叩
Christian.
就赶快在那个地方来念经了。
And then he started to have mercy on my soul and leave me in peace.
我替你念经啊，超度。
So I will try to appease your soul by my meditation.
啊，我明天一早一定去收埋，把你埋葬好。
So for sure, the next day I will come and bury and give you a proper burial.
好，就继续的在打那个木鱼，还有那个钟啊，一直敲敲锵，敲敲锵。
And then he continued to meditate.
你说奇怪吗？
So don't you think this is a bit strange?
他就这样念经的时候，在他的桌子上面啊，跳上来一只很大很大的癞蛤蟆。
But yet, while he was meditating, out jumped a big giant toad in front of him.
就在他的前面啊，两只脚、两只手在那里跳的跳的，嘴巴还是这样子打开这样子。
And then he was like jumping around before him.
那吓坏了这个和尚。
So this really surprised this monk.
他赶快的求那个癞蛤蟆呢，你不要逃我的命，我明天一早一早我就去收买你。
And then he begged for this giant toad to have mercy on him, to spare his life, that he will give a proper burial to the toad that he stepped on.
整个晚上睡不着。
Then he didn't have a very good sleep that night.
一直想这个东西。
Because this incident really bugged him.
天还没有亮，公鸡还没有叫，他就爬起来了。
Even before the sunrise and before the cock crows, he was already up.
要拿那一把锄头。
And then he carried a shovel.
就赶快往那个庙树前面那个台阶的地方啊去找。
So he went to, he retraced the steps that he took the night before.
那台阶的上面找不到。
But he couldn't find the toad that he stepped on.
台阶的下面也找不到。
And he was still looking around for the toad.
他的记忆啊，就是这个台阶的地方。
And he remembered very clearly that it was on that particular spot that he
stepped on the toad. 怎么找不到那个癞蛤蟆呢？
But yet he still couldn't find the that particular toad.
那么昨天晚上显出来的癞蛤蟆还是蛮大的。
And the giant toad that appeared before him last night.
那现在怎么看不到呢？
And why wasn't he able to see it now?
后来仔细地找一找。
So when he was looking again in greater detail.
那找到什么东西啊？
Guess what he found?
找到台阶的地方啊，被压扁的一条那个茄子。
But what he saw was the a crushed tomato.
我们知道加拿大的茄子也有这么大的。
So we know that there are some big giant tomatoes, and some are a bit elongated.
这个是可以煮菜来吃的。
So the long tomatoes you can cook them.
结果他昨天晚上采到的原来是一条茄子。
So the toad that he thought he stepped on was actually a tomato.
可是他心里面这样想。
So then he started to feel.
我去采到癞蛤蟆。
He at first thought that he stepped on a toad.
所以魔鬼就变成癞蛤蟆来在他的上面来示威啊。
So then the devil pretended came out as a toad to confuse him more.
我没有智慧。我没有智慧。
We have wisdom.
我们要去明白它。
We have to try to understand things that is around us.
这个就是魔鬼的工作。
We have to know, we have to have a discerning heart, which are the devil's work. And his job is to confuse us.
所以我们要能够知道这个是怎么来的。
So we always have to ask ourselves the origin of some things.
那台湾有一位林弟兄。
There's a particular brother Lin in Taiwan.
他的手艺相当的好。
He is very good with his hands.
可以用那个水泥跟沙弄水浇了之后，两只手在那个水泥沙里面搅拌之后呢。
He could work wonders with just sand gravel.
把这个泥土，这个水泥沙，往那个墙壁一丢，马上一画画的时候，就一条龙跑出来。
He could work wonders with just sand and concrete, and with this just sand and concrete, he could throw them at a particular direction, and out came a works of a like a dragon.
他还可以用泥巴来捏造这一个形象。
And with sand and gravel, he can sculpt a figure, different figures.
他过去还建庙。
And once he was also one of the construction worker for the temple. But he's a very cunning and person. He was a very cunning person. But he's also quite wise. However, he showered his wisdom on the idols that he worshipped.
那么他有一次要是在另外一个地方建庙的时候。
So once when he was asked to help to build a temple.
那么中午呢，他就自己带便当。
So that particular afternoon, he decided to bring along his lunch from home.
所以工作在休息的时候呢，他就找个地方来坐下。
So during his lunch break, he began to look for a place to have a rest.
找来找去啊，那里有一块石头是长长的。
So then he found a long stone that
就在那个石头上面拍一拍，他就坐下来，就出去便当来了。
So then he started to sit down on that particular stone and had his lunch.
这样子经过没有多久，庙已经盖好了。
And after some time, the temple is completely built.
哎，那就回家了。
And then he made his way home.
那经过没有多久。
And after some time,
他另外在一个隔壁的庙里去。
So he went to the house next to the temple.
哇，这个庙这么那么的声望啊！
And from there, he started to enjoy the magnificence of the temple that he just built.
进到那个庙里面啊，那个烧香的味道啊，都冲出来了。
And so when he went to the temple, he could smell the fragrance from the incense.
那个进进出出的善男信女啊，都是很多。
And there were so many worshippers coming in and out of the temple.
哎，他不妨也进去看一看。
I'm sorry, this temple was just beside the temple that he just built. So out of curiosity, he went inside to have a look.
那么庙里面呢，他们有一尊一尊的就放在上面。
And he could see many statues, idols in the temple.
这旁边呢？
And just on the side.
这个是到底是什么神呢？
He asked himself, what is this God?
又没有头。
And it is a God that is without a head. And it has no limbs.
只有一条红布啊，从这个地方啊，把它借了一个彩珠。
And across the headless shoulder, there's a red sash with a knot in the middle.
上面还写了一个牌子。
And just above this headless idol is the word.
叫做北斗神君。
That's this, the... like the northern star.
是一个石头。
And it's just a piece of rock.
而且呢，好像很多人摸过它。
And there were many people who touch on this particular idol.
后来我们这位林先生啊，他就问他，为什么这个石头会亮晶晶呢？
So this one worshipper asked me, why is the stone so smooth?
因为到这边来叩拜的，都一定会把那个石头啊摸了一下。
Because there were thousands and thousands of worshippers who has rubbed against this rock.
所以现在呢就有光滑了。
This idol, so now it's become smooth.
他说这个摸这个石头要干嘛？
So what's the purpose of touching this idol?
尤其是妇到人家, 妇人家。
In order to heal one's illness.
去摸它之后呢, 生了出来的小孩啊, 他的头呢, 会像那个石头, 那么能硬, 那么的聪明啊。
It's because some people, some women who are pregnant, they will come here to touch this particular rock so that their babies will be smart.
那么这个林弟兄啊, 他说我是男的呀。
But then this brother Lin said, I am a man.
他也不妨也去摸摸看。
So out of curiosity, he also touched the rock.
在摸摸的时候, 在中间啊, 有一个缺口。
So there is, as he was touching, he saw, he had noticed a crack in the middle.
是他就想了。
And then he thought to himself,
诶, 这个缺口, 我好像在哪里有看过啊。
And he started to think that I've seen this crack before.
忽然想到了。
And then he finally realized.
哎呀，这个石头不是本来那边的庙的那个外面啊, 在树的下面, 我常常在坐在上面在吃便当的那块石头吗？
And he realized that that was the particular stone that he sat on a few moments ago when he was eating his lunch.
因为我在吃便当的时候啊，那个有时候吃了那个饭粒跑出来，我就把它挖出来，就搁在那个缺口的地方。
And he could even see the grains of rice that he stuck between the crack.
怎么今天呢，人家在敬拜他？
But yet today he can see many people worshiping this particular piece of rock.
那个林弟兄啊, 还会讲日本话的。
And this brother Lin, he is also he can also speak Japanese.
那个拜这个的人家不是空骨里头吗？ 拜这个不是那个水泥吗？
And
水泥的这个坚那个凝固的呀。
And the
就是头啊。 拍拍啊。
Oh, and the doesn't this rock is actually made of a sand and concrete?
为什么会这样子?
Why is it so?
就是魔鬼的迷惑，连聪明的人、尊贵的人都会去下跪。
So the devil tries to confuse us that even a wise and a noble person will even be tricked to worship this stone.
一个有智慧的人。
And for a truly wise person,
应该要去明白它。
We have to understand this clearly.
你要明白。
You have to understand clearly.
才能够查,
once you are understand, then you can investigate. Then once you have investigated, then you can validate.
好，我们看以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah, chapter 44.
以赛亚书44章。
Isaiah chapter 44.
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶和华以色列的君。 以色列的救赎主万尊之耶和华如此说：我是首先的，我是末后的，除了我以外，再没有真神。这个是以赛亚先知啊，他说出来又证明出来。
So these are some of the proven words spoken by prophet Isaiah.
他说：我是首先的。
It says, "I am the first."
我是末后的。
That I am the last.
这是表述说他没有起头，也没有终结的神。
Means that he has no beginning and no end.
他是住有住在的神。
He is the ever-present God.
好，那么这位神，他说，除了他以外，没有真神。
So apart from him, there is no other true God.
那没有真神，就世界上有很多的假神。
So it means that when there is only one true God, then other gods are false.
所以我们要去查，就是要来查这个真神。
So let us try to investigate for this one true God.
我们教会在传的就是传真神。
So the church that we preach is
那很多人所拜的呢是人造的神。
And a lot of the idols and gods worshipped by others are man-made.
刚才我说的这位林先生，他能够做形象。
So this particular brother Lin that I spoke of, he could made many different idols for others to worship, but yet it is still man-made.
后来这位林弟兄啊, 他也到我们敬耶稣教会来了。
And in the end, this Mr. Lin came to believe in our church and his
brother. 我才知道这位林弟兄啊, 来信耶稣啊, 不是简单的事情。
So it is not an easy matter for Brother Lin to be converted to Christ.
他一定要求这个有凭据。
He always asks for evidence.
不然的话, 他不会相信, 离开偶像。
Otherwise, he will not live a life of idolatry.
那么这样子说来，你找来找去，神在哪里？
So when you start to seek and search, where is God exactly?
所以，新命记三十二章里面提到，有智慧的人要明白，要明白什么？明白神在哪里。
So in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 2, it says that a wise person must be able to understand where God
dwells. 我们现在看提摩太前书第六章。
Please turn now to 1 Timothy.
这个地方有记载神在哪里。
And it tells us here where God dwells.
好，第十五节。第六章第十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15.
到了日期，那科钦颂独有全能的万王之王万子之子十六节
Verse 16.
就是那独一不死住在人不能靠近的光里面是人未曾看见也是不能看见的要将它显明出来但愿尊贵和荣耀永远的这个全能都归给他阿们这个地方保罗告诉提摩太
Paul here testified to Timothy
就是这位真神是不会死的
that this God is immortal
他住在人不能靠近的光里面
and he lives in an unapproachable light
人也未曾看见
and whom no one has seen or can see
也不能看见
and he can't be seen by others
既然你看不见
since he can't be seen
你要到哪里去找神呢
so where can you look for him
所以你要明白这一点
so you have to understand this point
你只要来查明
as long as you want to validate
你要去思念他
you got to ponder and investigate
我们同样的看提摩太前书第三章
please turn also to 1 Timothy chapter
3提摩太前书第三章
1 Timothy chapter 3
十六节
verse 16
十六节的地方写了一个很奥妙的事情
Here it said something very mysterious.
十六节，大在敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵轻易，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世界上的人信服，被载在荣耀里。这个是指着耶稣基督。
So here in verse 16 refers to our Lord Jesus Christ.
里面提到大在敬虔的奥秘。
So here indeed is a mystery of godliness.
什么叫做奥秘？
So what is this a mystery?
这个事情就非常非常的深奥。
So it is a very profound, something that is very profound.
世界上的人不容易明白的。
And it is something that man's mind cannot grasp.
可是这位神却在以肉身来显现出来。
But yet this God has appeared among the people.
那么第一个被天使看见。
First of all, he was seen by.
后来传到外邦。
And then he was preached among.
让世界上的人来相信。
So that he was believed on in the world.
他从死里复活，被接到这个天上去了。
He resurrected and was taken up in glory.
这个历史是很多很多的国家他们都承认的。
So I'm sure there are many histories of nations that come to know this God.
我们再看个提摩太前书第一章。
And now please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
第一章第十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，这个话是可以相信，是深可以佩服的。我再看个第二章。
And let us jump to chapter 2.
第二章第四节。
Verse 4.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。第五节。
Verse 5.
只有因为只有一位神，在神和人的中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。这两个地方都是写上降到世界上来。
So here it tells us of a God who descended to earth.
所以耶稣是从天上降下来的。
So Jesus has come down to earth.
他降下来做人。
He descended to the world.
让人可以看见他。
To enable us to see him, to see
God. 让人可以听他讲的话。
To be able to hear his words.
可是他下去，倒是降生在木匠的家。
And this our Lord Jesus was brought up in a carpenter's
home.
So he wasn't brought up in a palace. So he was brought up in a very simple household. In order that he was able to preach the gospel to the similar class, to the poor and to the poor.
那么耶稣为了要来证明他是从神那里来的,
in order to prove that Jesus indeed is our God.
啊, 我们有智慧的人,
so for us who have wisdom,
虽然没有看到当时的耶稣,
even though we have not seen our Lord Jesus with our own eyes,
我们却可以看到耶稣所设立的教会,
yet we can see the church that is established by our Lord
那么在教会里面呢,
Jesus.
能够行出来的行迹奇事, 来证明这个教会是耶稣的。
And also, we're able to witness the many miracles and signs and wonders performed by this church that is established by Lord Jesus.
那么我们知道耶稣要升天的时候,
and before our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
他告诉了门徒,
he told his disciples.
我们看马可福音第16章,
please turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音第16章,
Mark chapter 16.
16节,
Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
相信的人受洗必然得救，不相信必然被定罪。第17节，信的人必有行迹，随着他们就是奉我的名赶鬼，受新方言。信耶稣的人有条件的。
Of course, those people who believe in Christ, they have some conditions attached.
你相信耶稣，你能够奉耶稣的名来赶鬼。
So when you believe in our Lord Jesus, you will be able to drive out demons in His name.
我们上个星期三就是说奉主耶稣的名赶鬼。
So last Wednesday, my testimony said that mentioned about.
我们下个星期三还是继续灵界的业力，也是要奉耶稣的名赶鬼的事情。
My testimony last Wednesday is about driving out demons in the name of Jesus.
谁能赶鬼？
Who has the ability to drive out demons? Who has this authority? Because to drive out demons does not depend on man's power or strength. It is through the power given by God. Only then can we drive out the invisible demons.
好，我们看马可福音16章20节。
Please now look at Mark chapter 16, verse 20.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着，证明所传的道是阿门。阿门就是实在的意思。阿门，the word amen means so
be it.
那么门徒出去到处宣传这个福音呢？So
the disciples went out and preached everywhere.
那么谁要去听他的呢？
And who are their hearers?
是因为有心机随走,
and those who saw the signs that
accompanied.
These disciples were able to drive out demons. And it also confirmed that their words that preach is true.
证明教会是有能力的.
It shows that the church has the power and strength from God.
我想占我们一点时间.
So I'm sorry if I have to take some more of your time.
在日治时代, 日本人统治台湾的时候,
during the Japanese occupation of Taiwan,
我们真耶稣教会啊, 这个招牌上面呢, 还加两个字呢, 日本真耶稣教会。
In the sign that our church had before, we have a new additional word, the Japanese True Jesus Church.
所以常常呢, 都有这个穿这个便衣的那个警察,
so sometimes there were like police walking around.
就参在我们这个会堂里面,
and they will drop by at our church.
他要来查查到底你们在讲什么。
They want to see what we are preaching.
他不是为了道理来。
And the reason why they come is not because they want to listen to the sermon. And the reason why they come is not because they want peace. their only reason is to spy and to look for your weaknesses.
所以我们接待他也蛮高兴的。
So when the members were to show hospitality, then they'll be very happy.
所以我们都没有去怀疑他。
So of course, we don't really welcome them in actual fact. In actual fact, we don't really welcome them. But they will come sometimes.
哪一个笔记啊,
and they will. They are the ones who will come with a notebook, with a notepad and a pencil.
他不是像我们的信徒啊, 在记这个经文啊,
but what they record is not the contents of the sermon.
他说在记你们到底在干什么?
What they record is what the members are doing.
就这样子呢, 他来了三个月,
and there's this particular Japanese spy who came for a period of 3 months.
姓陈,
so his Mr. Chen.
我认识他,
so I knew him in person, and he also knew me. So whenever I see him, I'm always very polite. But of course, I don't know the motive of him coming, and I don't even know what his position is.
那有一天呢,
but one day,
他回去之后啊,把他的太太拉到教会来了。
He went home and invited his wife to come to our church.
他太太到教会来的时候还是呼吸困难了，因为他要气喘病了。
At that time, his wife was asthmatic.
那个太太怎么说呢?
And you'll be surprised what his wife said.
我都不来了，我的先生啊，一直把我拉来了。
That I actually, I don't even want to come here, but my husband forced me to come.
喘得都快死了。
I'm almost dead.
那为什么你先生要把你拉来？
And I asked her, why does your husband force you to come to church?
他说耶稣是医生。
And because he told me that Jesus is the physician.
我已经看到了。
I've seen it with my own eyes.
因为我们基督耶稣教会啊, 有蒙恩的见证常常在台前啊,要做见证。
Because this Japanese, this Mr. Chen, he often hears our testimonies from the members.
他这个三个月的时候,他看了很多。
So within the 3 months, he has heard and witnessed a lot and seen a lot.
很多病人到前面来。
He has seen many sick who came forward.
耶稣医好了他, 他做见证了。
And when Jesus has healed him or her, then he or she will give testimony.
他也看到我们很多人得到圣灵。
And this Mr. Chen also has seen many members receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也会震动。
And he see the movement of the Holy
Spirit. 他是用一种奇怪的眼光啊来在注视。
So he at first used a very with a curious eye.
他起初都是把这些人会震动的，这个都是假的。
At first he thought that the movement of the Holy Spirit is false.
他为什么要假的那么难看？
And he couldn't understand why one would move when one received the Holy Spirit.
可是一直看。
But however, the more he see,
这个不是假的哦。
That he realized that this is indeed true and it's not something that is fake.
学没有办法学。
This is something that's very natural.
因为他先生以后再讲的啦。
And so this husband shared this news to her and incidents to her.
他回到家以后也像我们教会一样的震动看看。
And his wife told me that when he went home, Mr. Chen also pretend to pray in spirit.
不但不助人，而且很辛苦。
But yet, if you try to move by yourself, it's very tiring.
他看到有生病的人呢，他们祷告都很好的呀。
And then yet he could see the sick. They could still pray in tongues, pray in the spirit, and yet they were okay.
太太,
so then in the end he decided to bring his wife to church.
很多姐妹啊,
so there were a few sisters who were very concerned about her condition.
也个别地讲见证给她听。
So then they personally testified to her.
那不久呢, 这位太太啊, 她得到圣灵了。
So after a short period, his wife received the Holy Spirit too.
好,不久呢, 她肚子又大起来了。
And then her abdomen started to swell up.
好了,那不久呢, 这个孩子生下来, 长大了, 现在是, 教会的执事了。
And it's because she was pregnant, and now her son is the our church deacon.
这个是我几十年来我都亲眼看到的。
And this is one miracle that I've seen with my own eyes.
为什么要讲这些?
Why do I want to share this with you?
因为我们有智慧。
Because we have, we consider ourselves wise.
我们明白神就在我们基督耶稣教会。
We know that God, the true God, indeed live among us.
我们 思念这一个结局。
So let us ponder about the our ending.
得到耶稣的喜爱。
That we will be pleased by him.
他得到平安。
That God will be pleased by him. That we will.
又得到圣灵。
So in the end, his wife received peace and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们有智慧的人要明白我们现在所做的事情。
So all of us who are wise, we have to consider our action.
要去思念这一个结局。
We have to ponder upon our ending.
你现在在拜什么？
Which ones are you worshiping?
你现在在哪个教会在做礼拜？
Which particular church are you going for services?
你在做礼拜当中你得到什么？
So when you are attending the services, what do you get out of it?
圣经里面所写的你得到了吗？
Have you received what the scriptures wrote?
我们都要去想一想。
So let us give this a careful consideration.
我们最后看一段。
So lastly, please look another.
以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第十三节。
Verse
13. 这个我相信我们都很熟的。
I'm sure all of us are very well versed with this verse.
我再把它念一次。
So I'd like to.
以弗所书第一章第十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
你们既然听见真理的道。什么叫做真理的道？
So what is the meaning of the word of truth?
就是永远不会改变的道理。
So it is the unchanging word of truth.
今天讲一种，明天再改一种，这个不是叫真理。
Truth is unchangeable.
那么神的话就是真理。
So the words of God is the word of truth.
那么神的话从来没有说错的。
And God's word is never wrong.
所以耶稣在讲道理的时候
so when our Lord Jesus was a minister
在我们四福音里面找不到耶稣说对不起我讲错了
in the four gospels we never come across a sentence that Jesus said I'm sorry I said the wrong thing
耶稣的话就是真理
whatever Jesus uttered is the truth
那么这个真理才能够叫你能够得救
and this truth will bring us salvation
你如果相信基督
So once you believe in Christ,
你既然相信了他
so if you have believed Christ today,
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
you will receive the promised Holy Spirit, which is marked with
a seal.
Verse 14,
这个圣灵是我们对基业的凭据
and this Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
所以得到圣灵有印记
so the Holy Spirit is an evidence.
也是得到凭据。
It is a seal.
凭据是你自己明白，别人可以看出来。
Evidence is for you and me to be able to see.
这个叫凭据。
This is evidence.
你自己知道，别人不知道，看不出来。
If you only know and not others,
这不算做凭据。